Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos. So, Shishi of B'Shalach is the Parshas Haman, the Man is inextricably linked with two very fascinating halachos, both of them having to do with Kedusha, one of them from the world of Kajim, the Din of Nosar, and then also one from the world of Zmanim, of Kedusha Sazman, with Shabbos, and this, of course, in terms of Tchum Shabbos, in terms of Hotzah, the Sforno also thinks, Katsira, Talisha, as well, and of course this leads to this guy, and Kavod Shabbos on the positive side, Eis Asher Tofu Eifu, Eis Asher Tavashlu, Bashelu, Eis Kol HaOdei, Finu Chol HaMem Mishmer Sadaboker, Suda Shlishit, right? Shalosh Shudis, Ichlu Hayom, Shabbos Hayom LaHashem, Hayom Lo Simtzu Basadeh. So inextricably linked with different aspects of Kedusha. The Sforno has a fascinating, very, very, very beautiful understanding of the Pasuk in the context of the Tochacha of Anami Antem. Until when will you be in rebellion against me? The Shmar Mitzvah Sai Vesor Osai. And the Sforno says that everybody was guilty, even though only a few people went out. Yatzim Nam Lo Kod Velo Matzah. Everybody's responsible for Shmira Shabbos. This is a very important point. Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesi is much worse. It's all on the community. The way that we dress on Shabbos, the way that we conduct ourselves in the public square on Shabbos isn't only our business, but it really impacts the observance of Shabbos in the community. And when the community is tolerant or doesn't educate people about Shabbos, everybody is held responsible. You have to know how to do it, and there's a way to do it, and there's a way not to do it. And, Davar HaNishma, and Davar Sheino Nishma, but, again, the points are very important points. The Sforno then goes on to, I think, one of the most, really beautiful and elegant comments in the Pasuk, Ru'u here, not meaning to look, but, to understand, his bonenu. The Sforno says that you should really think very deeply about this issue of Shabbos, and reflect on the meaning of it. Ki Hashem nasan lachem haShabbos. So the Sforno writes, Ein zo mitzvah bilvad. Of course, it's a mitzvah. It's an entire complex of mitzvos. Right, this is a beautiful Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud. So the idea is that Shabbos has a dual identity. On the one hand, Shabbos is a mitzvah, like everything. Primarily, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, right? That's the sine qua non. But here on this Erev Shabbos, right? Ru'u ki Hashem nasan lachem haShabbos, also din matana. In that way, Shabbos differentiates itself from other mitzvos because it really is a reflection, of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reached out to us and given us, this sense, this one is alluding to it, of a day which is unique in its properties. The Yom Shekulo Shabbos, a day which is really designed for the ultimate form of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the details thereof aren't just mitzvos, but the whole is much greater than the sum of the parts. Right? There's a spirit to Shabbos, a very real spirit to Shabbos. And there's a very real character to Shabbos. That's what the Ramban talked about, of Yalachem Shabbason, that even if something's only an Isser Derabban, it can undermine the Aseh Del Raisa. Based on the Mechilta, the idea really is that Shabbos' character as a matana, as a way of bonding with Hashem, Ru'u, Ki Hashem Nasan Lechem HaShabbos. And that way there's really a certain duality. It's both a matana, but also it brings us, like every gift, right? When you think about a gift, it also brings you into a much deeper bond with the Nosein, with the one who gave the matana in the first place. It's appropriate for an Erev Shabbos.